Well, the Oklahoma City bombing, so bringing the chickens home to roost, well, unfortunately, there's a little more truth to that than the press is willing to make out. Turned out in this case, you remember at the beginning they were looking for some Middle East connection, and they would have bombed anybody in sight if they'd found it. You could tell that right off. Didn't work, so you're stuck with the angry white men. And there, the source of that is quite real. They have every reason to be angry. There's a lot to be angry about in the, I'm assuming that the current stories are correct, that the sectors from which this is coming, there's plenty to be mad at. But I don't think people know what to be angry about. What has been created by this half century of massive corporate propaganda is what's called anti-politics. So anything that goes wrong, you blame the government. Well, okay, there's plenty to blame the government about. But the government is the one institution in which that people can change. It's the one institution you can affect by participation without institutional change, right? That's exactly why all the anger and fear is directed against the government. The government has a defect. It's potentially democratic. Corporations have no defect. They're pure tyrannies. So therefore, you want to keep corporations invisible and focus all anger on the government. So you don't like something, you know, your wages are going down, blame the government, you know. Not blame the guys in the Fortune 500 because you don't read the Fortune 500, you know, thing. You just read what they tell you in the newspapers. So you don't read about the dazzling profits and the stupendous this and the wages going down and so on. All you know is that the bad government's doing something, so let's get mad at the government. As I say, plenty to be mad about the government, but the government is exactly what Dewey described it as. It's the shadow cast by business over society. You want to change something, change the substance, not the shadow. And everyone contributes to this, including the Democrats. They're deeply committed to it. You take a look at the Clinton campaign literature. It's like, you know, it's a public, I don't know what public relations firm wrote it, but whatever one did it understands their business. The thing that they were giving out at the drugstores, you know, 10 cents for on their mandate for change, as they called it, incidentally, a slogan that they borrowed from